Oh, hello! It's that time of year again for the Beer Coasters Oktoberfest show. This year we are trying some Uber beers. That's right, we have beer from Eyinger, Leavenworth and Jack's Abbey. Have a good Oktoberfest! Prost!
California!
Nobody's spitting this beer.
I'm Craftus Erectus almost every week.
There's some beer Darwinism going on.
Beer Coaster Podcast. It's for your learning.
Guten Tag. Gotcha.
Well, hello. Welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while from Germany.
Yeah.
I'm your host this week, Mike from Boston. And this week I am also known as the Hitler of the Rheinheitsgebot.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. No offense, was last week.
No, what, that's right.
The Hitler of Rheinheitsgebot.
So our show this week, actually, let's introduce our other beer coaster this week.
Yes, this is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes, we have our Oktoberfest show, Deutschland Uber Ales. Get it? Get it?
Yeah, Uber.
Uber Ales.
Yeah, it's Uber.
Yes. So for our fermentation conversation, we're going to try Eyinger Oktoberfest Marzen. And we got a couple tasting flights. Toby, what are you going to try?
Yes, our tasting flights will be from the United States.
Yes.
I believe. Mine is from Leavenworth Brewery. It's the it's their Oktoberfest.
Oh, and I'm going to try Jack's Abbey's Copper Legend. Pretty cool, huh? I don't even want to talk anymore. I just want to drink.
Let's do it.
It's Oktoberfest.
Yeah, let's drink.
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
Nine Meter Steins.
So, our fermentation conversation this week is the Eyinger. Or Eyinger? I don't know how they really say it, to be honest.
I'll say Eyinger. That sounds better.
Say Eyinger. That sounds good. And it's their Oktoberfest Marzen. This beer is brewed by Eyinger Brewing, but it's actually a... I don't even know how to pronounce half this. It's a bigger brewery that brews other styles. This is the same brewery that brews the Celebrator, if you've ever seen the Celebrator. It's Franz... Inselkammer?
Franziskaner?
No. Inselkammer out of Eyinger, Germany. Hence the name of the beer, the Eyinger. It's from Eyinger, Germany. Their website is en.eyinger, it's A-Y-I-N-G-E-R, dash beer, spelled the German way, B-I-E-R, .de for Deutschland. So, this style, I think we've talked about this before. This is probably our fourth Oktoberfest show, or at least our third.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll try to gather all the shows. Dude. Is it our fourth? We'll try to gather the shows so we can give you the dates for the last call. So if you want to go back, listen to some old shows. I mean, it's a festival, right? So might as well have a party with the podcast.
Yeah.
This style, it's been brewed, or, you know, it's been brewed since before the 1400s. It's something that's usually brewed in March and then ready for September and October for the festivals, which is, this is one of those styles. It's a red, essentially. It's kind of like a German red or amber. And that usually takes quite a bit of time, to make that style because of the color.
Mm-hmm.
The ABV on this beer, it's 5.6. The IBUs are 21, and I'm done talking. Let's crack it.
All right. Careful with that bottle cap, Mike.
I know. It's a nice one. It's a really cool little bottle cap, and I'm going to ruin it.
It's like something you should hang on your wall.
Yeah, or put a little
right next
magnet
to the,
on your fridge or something.
Yeah, right next to your German cowbone.
Dent right in the middle of it, so it's ruined. All right.
It's authentic, though, you know?
I'm going to pour it, and I said I was done talking, but that's not true, because this beer won a shitload of awards.
Wow, very clear.
It got four gold medals, four different gold medals from 2001 to 2005. Got a platinum medal back in 1997. It got best international lager in Calgary at their beer festival in 2009. And also 5 out of 5 mugs, and the best of fest is the modern brewery age in October of 2011.
Wow,
quite a bit of awards. So this better be good.
So it's very clear. It's a orange in color. It's like almost copper in color. Lots of carbonation. Yeah. I'm down to about a half finger of head. It's a white head.
Yeah, mine's dissipating pretty quickly. On the nose.
On the nose, there's that German malty sweetness.
Yeah. Sweet, bready.
Yeah, very bready. Maybe some orange.
Getting that lageriness. It's a nice bright smell, though.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of that dusty, dirty malt.
Very active carbonation. It's going kind of crazy here. Taking a sip, it's
crisp, it's yet malty.
It had a sweet malt up front, and kind of dries. Actually, it's not drying up as well.
A little bit. It might. Slight bitterness, like a slight metallic-y.
Yeah. Not overwhelming. It's not like that sharp metallic-y-ness that we get in some lagers. And I think it might have something to do with the sweetness of the malt in this one.
Yeah.
With the very malty sweetness.
And then the aftertaste. Yeah, not very dry, but then you get that real sticky in the middle of the tongue. Almost like it's almost like banana bread, it seems like. In the aftertaste, it's kind of chewy.
Yeah,
and
I can see that.
Sticky like a banana, sort of. Not that sticky, but you know, super drinkable.
Some kind of nuttiness.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little bit of some kind of nuttiness. So I kind of get where you're going with the banana bread here, because it's
more of like the texture, I guess, and a little bit of the flavor.
Yeah,
but. You know, it's not super, it's not banana-y, but it's like sticky like that. Or maybe like a muffin, you know, like a sticky muffin or something.
Yeah.
The Germans know how to brew some beer, obviously. You know, I mean, that's one of the most popular styles here in America is a take on German styles. Mm-hmm. And there's just something about the way that they brew that makes it so drinkable, you know. I mean, it's like you go into a pub in Germany and you're getting huge steins of it, and everybody's drinking mass quantities. It's not so much about, you know, going to the different breweries to try something new and something different. It's more of just like,
yeah. Well, this was brewed to be a very drinkable style, you know, session beer, something that you could drink for the whole festival, you know.
Right.
That's why it's got that lower ABV. What would you pair with this?
A Bavarian pretzel. Or maybe like a Reuben or something like that, you know, where you get the, like on rye bread with some sauerkraut and pastrami and whatever. Mm. Is that what's on a Reuben? Yeah, it's sauerkraut and pastrami and like on marble rye.
Mm.
Like that. Yeah, sauerkraut, rye bread. There you go. I'm done.
Yeah, I'd go maybe with a turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, some, like good roasted turkey.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Either that or, I mean, any of the milder German sausages would go pretty well, too.
Yeah.
Do we have... I have the Beer Advocate ratings. You want to...
All right.
Open the untapped here. I haven't even opened my untapped, so I'm going to do that as well. But the Beer Advocate users rate this an 88, which is good. And the Brothers Ahlstrom have tried this beer, and they rated it a 91, which is exceptional.
Wow. Untapped has it at a 3.73 out of 5 with 1,937 ratings. So all there you go.
Well, if you get a chance, check this one out. It's the seasonal from them, and it's out now. So get it while it's hot. Or room temperature. Or ice cold. I really don't care. And we'll be back right after this.
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Beer drinkers of the world, it's now time to check the headlines at the Beer Coasters Daily.
So this is our Hop Topic section where we talk beer talk from around the country, around the world. Try to get a little different there, whatever. So what we do is we go to the beercoasterspodcast.com, we click on the brews paper right there at the top, takes us to the Beer Coasters Daily, which is our daily online newspaper. And this landed right in our headlines.
We're this in the newspaper business. Yeah.
Yeah, this is from craftbeer.com. It's readers select the country's favorite beer bars. So if you've been following recently, craftbeer.com has been doing this a vote for which I think they do it every year now.
Great American beer bars kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like what's your region's best or country's
not yeah, country. So. But. People go to craftbeer.com and they vote and whatever. And I went and looked when I first started seeing things about it this year. And of course, places that I would frequent weren't even on there. But I wasn't sure if I missed the chance to submit, because I think in the beginning you submit and then they grab the popular ones and then everybody votes from there.
Yeah.
So,
and I'll have to say that in my region, I haven't been to any of them, the ones that got picked. So.
Yeah. I think Which me, is very I, think, I don't think I've heard of any of them. But this was spotted by Beginning Homebrew. So, yeah, like I said, it's from craftbeer.com. And now, the overall winners. Mike, you want to read them all? This is the sure, country's favorite beer bars.
A place like. I mean, what are these? How good do these places have to be that you don't get, something like Hamilton's or,
right,
you know,
O'Brien's
or Tornado and the San Francisco one, yeah, that kind of thing.
I don't even think Tornado was on here.
No, it wasn't. So anyway, the overall winners for first, second, and third. Here we go. We got Mekong Restaurant in Richmond, Virginia. First place. Second place goes to Hopcat in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And third place goes to the Thirsty Monk in Asheville, North Carolina.
For the regional winners down south, first place went to the Thirsty Monk in Asheville, North Carolina. Second place was the Hoppy Monk in El Paso, Texas. And third place was Avenue Pub in New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans.
In the Mountain West region, for first place, we have Falling Rock Tap House in Denver, Colorado. Second place is Oscar Blues Homemade Liquids and Solids in Longmont, Colorado. That's a great name.
Cool.
Homemade Liquids and Solids. And for third place, Mayor of Old Town in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Sweet. In the Pacific, first place went to...
There's no surprise that the Mountain West region was all Colorado.
Right.
Because Colorado is such a big craft beer state.
Yeah. In the Pacific, your first place winner was Apex in Portland, Oregon. Second place was Urban Family Brewing in Seattle, Washington.
Make note of that one.
Yeah. And third place is the Beer Revolution in Oakland, California.
Revolution!
And the North Central, we have first place Hopcat, Grand Rapids, Michigan, which was the second place winner in the overall, right? Yeah. For the Hopcat, second place in North Central was Founders Tap Room in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And third place is Vintage. Man, I got to rewind here and start to talk again. Hold on. For third place is Vintage Estate Wine and Beer in Boardman, Ohio.
And in the Northeast, first place went to the Mekong Restaurant there in Richmond, Virginia. Second place went to the Ruck in Troy, New York.
What the Ruck?
And third place is Willimantic Brewing Company in Willimantic, Connecticut.
Which we've talked about before, and Tony Leone, I believe, has mentioned them. I, for some reason, can't get their beers. But I had no idea that they would be, like, one of the best places, you know, as far as beer bars go. So I might have to make a trip down there and check this place out.
It's funny how a brewing company gets, you know, favorite beer bar, which I don't know. I just think it's kind of weird that.
I wonder if they have more than just their beers there. You know, it's like Stone Brewery has. You can order on the menu. You know, there's other beers that they distribute for. I'd be curious to know if that's the case.
And like the Stone World Bistro and Gardens is actually separate from the brewery. It's a separate, you know, entity. It's like the brewery or the bar and restaurant is different from the actual brewery, even though it's all the same right there. So maybe that's what it is.
Mm.
But how they did this was they received over 3,300 nominations. They narrowed it down to the 10 most nominated bars in each of the 5 regions of the country. And they got almost 30,000 votes. That's nuts.
Hmm.
And it was, they started, the voting was conducted from September 13th until the 20th. So, wow, I didn't think it was that short. I thought it was longer than that, but they only did it for a week. Wow. So there you go. We'll have this posted on our website in our Hop Topics section. So check it out. Thanks for voting. We'll be back right after this. Right, Mike? You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untapped, Google+, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
So, hello. This is Toby out west. I am going to be trying, for my Oktoberfest beer, I'm trying the Leavenworth Beers Oktoberfest Celebration Ale.
Ooh.
Yes, Oktoberfest Ale. Strange.
Very interesting. Yes.
And Mike, you were saying something off mic earlier about how...
Uh-oh. You're going to incriminate me?
About how some breweries aren't as
great.
Geeky, I guess.
Now all the breweries are going to hate me.
Well, you know, maybe some breweries don't want to be geeky.
No,
maybe
I just know... I've talked to brewers, beer. You know, they were doing some homebrew and they would have a bunch of people come, you know, once a week and go check out their homebrew. Like at the brewery, they would show people how to homebrew, like really simple ways to do it. And I've had a conversation with them about using lager yeast as opposed to ale yeast. And he looked at me like I had freaking three heads. So I don't think that just because they're a brewer that they're beer geeks as well. I think there's a majority right. of them that are, but I think there's a lot out there that aren't. You know, yeah. So they may not get this. And you know, they may call it's an Oktoberfest ale. Like they may take the base of a particular style, but they're not kind of geeks about it. And when they call it a name, you know, it's like they think that it's synonymous with something else, you know, and I just think that yeah. happens sometimes. You know, is it an ale? Is it a lager? I honestly think some brewers don't really even care. Not that they don't care about the beer, but, you know,
the names. We'll see how this one goes. Leavenworth is a brewery that's been around in Washington State since 1992. They are now owned by Fish Brewing, which I've done a couple of times on the show. Fish Brewing, they own quite a few breweries up there in the southern Washington area. Fish Brewing is out of Olympia, Washington. Leavenworth, I guess, is a small German-style town somewhere near Olympia, possibly. I'm not sure. But all the beers at Leavenworth, under the Leavenworth title, are all German styles. Fish Brewing also has the... Spire Mountain Cider that I did on the cider show, and they also do
I always thought Leavenworth was like the prison in Kansas or something.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's what I always think of Leavenworth.
Yeah, or Texas. Is it Leavenworth, Texas? Anyway, so the style I guess is just an Oktoberfest style. It's 5.5% ABV, 25 IBUs. Let's crack it.
And by let's, you mean you?
Yeah. Well, you guys are all in. You're all included.
Yes, the royal we.
Yes. The royal let's. Hops used are Tettnanger of the noble variety, and lots of Munich
the
malt.
Tettnangers are noble.
So maybe that's it. Maybe they're like, hey, Tettnanger, that's a German hop. Hey, Munich malt, that's a German malt. Let's just call it an Oktoberfest. There you go, buddy. So I got about a Yeti finger of head.
I don't think there are any Yetis in Germany.
Yeah, well, there might be.
It's possible.
Not a whole lot of carbonation happening. It's very clear. It's a copper color, but leaning more towards a reddish copper.
Here we go. It's supposed to be.
It's a darker copper color. The head is sustaining very well. Nice lacing happening on the nose. Dirty malts. There's a little bit of honey. Like a bready honey. A slight lageriness on the nose. A little earthy. It's got that dirty malts, real dusty, dirty. Not a whole lot of carbonation in the mouthfeel. The mouthfeel is decent. It's just not like as carbonated as the Aeinger, but there's a nice slight bitter bite to it. Yeah, it just has a lot of that sharp, earthy maltiness. Bitter aftertaste, a little bit dry.
How's the mouthfeel in comparison to the Aeinger?
Well, the Aeinger had had more carbonation and more thickness. This is not as thick and chewy. It's a lot more cleaner and a little drier. Yeah, it's very similar to it's very similar to a red ale, but less sweet. It's more of like a bitter red. Yeah, not bad. Not bad. It does have a German-ness to it, you know? It's a little Germany, if you know what I mean.
A little Germany. I love it.
For a food pairing, I would go with something with like a sweet mustard or maybe even like relish, like a sweet relish. So maybe like a hot dog, maybe like a Chicago style hot dog, you know, like one of those hot dogs that has everything on it, you know, onions and whatever. And like lots of like sweet, I think sweet relish would go really well with this. So whether it's on a hot dog or, you know, a hamburger or something like that, I think would be good. It's good barbecue fare, you know, if you're grilling.
Yeah.
You could throw back a couple of these and with your burgers and dags. Dags.
Dags.
Right? Is that how they say it over there in Baston? Dags?
No. No, we don't.
Okay. Let's see. Ratings. What we got? We got some ratings.
The Beer Advocate users have not weighed in on this as well as the Brothers Ahlstrom. Wow. Nobody's tried this. Really? Yeah.
There's nothing on Beer Advocate?
Nope. I mean, there may be like 3 reviews or something.
Oh, okay. But there's not enough. So somebody has tried it.
I'm sure, yeah. You think you were the only one that's tried this beer? Really?
Well, 45 people have tried it and rated it on Untappd.
But I was going to go to next. And, yes, they got a 3.44.
So there you go. Leavenworth Oktoberfest Ale from Fish Brewing out of Olympia, Washington. Check out their website. You can find all the Leavenworth stuff through Fish Brewing. So just go to fishbrewing.com and you'll see everything else that Fish Brewing has up there in the great state of Washington.
Warsh. That's right. Washington.
My dad says.
Washington.
All right. I think we'll be back right after this.
Gotta put the clothes in the washer.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Yes, my tasting flight. It's my turn to taste the beer. 9 Mitsteins.
So, I'm going to try Jack's Abbey's Copper Legend. This is from Jack's Abbey Brewing Company out of Framingham, Massachusetts. Their website is www.jacksabbeybrewing.com. Abbey is A-B-B-Y, not A-B-B-E-Y.
Okay, thanks.
The ABV on this beer. Oh, Jack's Abbey, I've done one of the beers before from them on our Hops on Pop show. And this brewery actually came out January of 2011. So they're pretty new on the brewery front.
Sweet.
The ABV on this beer is 5.9. The IBUs are a whopping 22.
Whopping.
The ingredients on this beer are
very limited as far as what I could get for information, but they have used locally grown wheat from Massachusetts and Munich malt and noble hops. I'm going to crack it.
Oh, yes, more noble hops. The hops are noble in this one.
Yes, only a noble kind.
All right, there we go. I got a Yeti finger of head here. It is golden in color. Actually, almost the exact same color as the Ainger. Or Ainger. Maybe even a slight bit lighter. On the nose. Ooh, got a little caramely maltiness. And kind of sweet. Maybe a little bit of orange. Like a hint of orange. A little toast. A little toasty graininess. Some kind of flower. Actually has a little bit of a floral scent to it. Something smells like outside about this beer. Like something, I don't want to say barnyard, but it smells like, I don't know. Something like straw. Like maybe straw, like damp straw.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Nice malt. It's kind of got a toasted caramely malt. Very toasty. There's a little bit of herbal something at the end. Kind of, there's a bitterness that sits on the tongue, but it's not like a hot bitterness. It's kind of a kind of herbal, like medicinal kind of thing that kind of hangs on the tongue a bit. Very interesting. So I'm trying to get past the that toasted graininess. Pick out those other things. And that's kind of what I'm getting. I'm going to get a little herbal something on the tongue. You still get that orange aroma. And there's maybe a tiny bit of sweet citrus in there. It's a very light hoppiness. Now, on that sip, I got more of a very earthy, very like dirt. I'm going to pair something with this beer. I'm thinking like a chicken and dumplings, you know, something like that, or like a, you know, chicken soup, or like a good homemade chicken soup. A chicken and dumplings actually sounds like it'd be pretty good. Or like a pot pie, chicken pot pie. The ratings on this, Beer Advocate users rate it an 84, which is good. The Brothers Ahlstrom rated this an 87, which is also good. And Toby's going to give me the untapped ratings while I untap it. Oktoberfest. Copper Legend. Here we go. Yes, it got 3.73 out of 5. And that's 136 ratings. Yeah, if you get a chance, and they get the ABV wrong on this too. They have 6.2 when the bottle has it as 5.9. You get a chance, check it out. So far, Jack's Abbey has two interesting beers that I've tried. So I'm looking forward to maybe trying a few more from them. But we'll see. We'll be back. Right after this.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast. And don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
Dean Martin says, "You're not drunk if you can lie on the floor without holding on."
So the first piece of backwash is comes from Jamie, and he's a new backwasher.
Ooh, how do you know new, it's a he?
I don't. It could be a girl. Let's yeah. No, because I don't want to offend him or her either way. So him or her, it doesn't matter.
That was last week.
Yeah. It says, hello, Beer Coasters. I've been listening to your show since February and figured it was time to send some backwash. February? And you haven't sent any backwash yet? Come on. It says, I really enjoy the show and find it informative and entertaining. Nice.
Wow, thank you.
It says, thanks for turning me on to some beers I may have never given a second chance or second look. Also, I think you guys should make Toby laugh more because he has one of the best laughs ever. Oh, he's just complimenting everybody.
Oh, thank you.
And once again, I'll say kudos to Mike for the No Offense cover. It's freaking hysterical. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome for that. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was great, dude. The whole No Offense show was great.
I also wanted to note that back in the Thanks for Smoking issue, you reviewed the Great Divide Smoked Baltic Porter, but could not find any info on the Great Divide website. That's because the Smoked Baltic Porter has been retired and has been replaced with the Wolfgang Doppelbock. Just thought I would share that little tidbit of info. Thanks. We appreciate that. It says, anyway, thanks for keeping me entertained at work and look forward every week to hearing you guys talk about beer. Later, Jamie. P.S. How about a show about black saisons and call it Saisons in the Abyss after the classic Slayer album? Just an idea. Well, I'm all for that. If we can find more than a few black saisons,
yeah,
you got
it. That's new to me, man. I haven't seen a black saison, but that sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, if we can find a few of those, we will be doing a black saison show coming up.
And you
so, thanks for the backwash. We appreciate that.
And to jump in real quick, I like the fact that, I mean, this is one of the reasons why we have backwash is for people, and I know we've said it so many times on the show, you know, when we give out some information about a beer or whatever, and we say, yeah, you know, I'm sure if we're wrong that we'll get some backwash about it, and we did this time. And not that I was wrong, but it was information that I didn't know about the beer, and it's cool that somebody is like, somebody that did know wrote in and said, okay, just want to let you know. You know, Tom in LA has done that before, and I think Greg in OC has done that before, where they say, oh, just to let you know, this is why, you know, blah-de-blah. So that's cool. It's that's one of the things I look forward to in backwashes is to get that those kind of corrections or updates or whatever, you know.
But anybody that's been listening since February or before or just started listening this month, send in some backwash. You can do it any time.
Just say
you
hi.
You don't have to wait so long. Just say hi.
Oh, and Gina had an idea that if we actually do a show that a listener wrote in and gave us, like say a listener writes in and says, hey, you should do a show like this. And if we actually do that show, then we have to send them some swag.
Oh, yeah.
So we might even have to
create a specific t-shirt on that particular show and send them that t-shirt.
Yeah.
So,
but because Saisons in the Abyss, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I would love to do a black Saison show and after that album. Yeah. Pretty sweet. Anyway.
That's pretty cool.
And our next bit of backwash.
Little piece of backwash.
Yeah, this one is... somebody commented on our website right there from last week's show, the No Offense issue. It was from Kalani, and they said, enjoyed the show, one of the best. It was fun.
Our most offensive show. At least someone liked it.
Yeah. And we're getting people to send us backwash, so maybe that's all it took is for us to actually, you know.
But with the No Offense show, we may be getting some backlash and not some backwash.
Yeah.
It may be coming soon.
Some blowback. That's what you get.
That's what you get.
That's what you get for doing the No Offense Show.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, that's it for Backwash. Next up.
Hey, everybody. Last call.
First up, Toby with his pint ratings.
All right. So for the Ainger Oktoberfest Malzen.
Malzen.
You know, it's it's classic Oktoberfest. It's classic German whatever. You know, you really can't go wrong with a, you know, a Marzen brewed in Germany, you know. But my one thing with this is you got to drink it cold, and you probably should drink it fairly quickly. I still have a little bit left in the glass, and it's warmed up quite a bit, so some of the flavors are a little... They're not as good as they were earlier, so... I'm going to go with 3 pints. I definitely think that this is something that, you know, if you're in the Oktoberfest mood and you're in the mood for drinking some German beer, it's good, you know? It'll satisfy. So, we'll go 3 pints. For my one word, I'll say Steinworthy, because it's something you should probably,
nice,
like I said, that. drink cold and drink fairly quickly and drink a lot of it, and you'll have a good time. So there you go. All
right.
Steinworthy, bitches. For the Leavenworth Oktoberfest Ale, this one wasn't bad. I mean, it definitely had some German-ness quality to it. But like I was saying in my tasting, it was more of like a slightly bitter red ale. Didn't have like the sweetness that you would want to get out of a red ale. It was more on the bitter, dusty, dirty side. So that in that sense, it felt a little more... It's what kind of gave it its German-y-ness. So I'm going to go with... I'll go with a 3 on that one as well. It's worth checking out. This is the first Leavenworth beer I've had. But Fish Brewing is... So far, I've had some really good stuff from Fish Brewing. And they brew and bottle this. But maybe they should just stick with the regular old ales and not try to go so German. But whatever. I mean, it's... It's not bad. So 3 pints. And my one word is little German E. Because it's a little German E. It's not quite full on German. You know what I'm saying? Little German - Y. There you go, buddy. That's my pint ratings.
Pint ratings. All right, so...
My Stein ratings.
For my fermentation conversation beer, the Ainger Oktoberfest Marzen.
I injured it.
it was...
I injured it.
Drinkable. That's what usually... Good. How you say it after you've had, you know, one too many of them.
Yeah.
I injured it.
Well, I injured it.
That's my one word, by the way. I might as well just put that out there now.
I injured it.
Yeah, I injured it. Did you injure it? Because I injured it. I injured it so many times. So, I'm giving it a 3.5. I liked it, I think, slightly more than Toby did. I do think it's a great representation of the style. So in that sense, I feel like I should almost rate it higher, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
For my Jax Abbey Copper Legend, I like this one. I like the malt aspect of this one. I'm going to give this one a 4 because I dug it. It had a very interesting maltiness. Didn't have that metallic-y lager-iness in any other e-nesses that I can think of.
The metallic-y lager.
It was tasty.
from my one word for this one. Well, it's called Copper Legend. I'm just going to say Legend Has It. This is going to be one word. And I know, right. I know one word. We always say more than one word. We're going to have to come up with a better name.
It's just the rename.
The rename.
It's our beer coaster rename.
Rebrand. Rename.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sweet.
So.
Nice pint ratings you got there.
Well, thank you. I did it myself. So, shout outs this week. We got a few.
Yeah, we got quite a few. I
want to give a shout out to Tony Leone from Beer 411. And also Dark Nova 306 on Twitter. And Kalani, who made a comment directly on the website. For those of you listeners who don't know, you can do that. You can go right on the website and comment.
On each show. It's pretty cool.
Each and every one of them.
Evan Price, shout out.
Yeah.
OC Greg. Gotta give a shout out to OC Greg.
Yeah.
And Swoop's World.
Yeah. On Facebook. Yeah.
Swoop's World.
Yeah, that's what it says. I don't know what the real name is, but shout out to Swoop. Swoop Doggy Dog. Also Stephen Miles and Jamie York.
Yeah, thanks Jamie for the backwash. Very cool.
Yeah. Super cool. And also,
and I want to give a shout out to Gina, Beer Coaster Gina. Aww. Thanks for hooking me up with the beers tonight. She had to make an extra German beer run for me, so if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have this cool of a show.
This German beer run.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you enjoyed our Oktoberfest. Deutschland über Ales. We hope you have a good,
safe Oktoberfest out there.
Yes. Be safe. Remember, don't drink and drive. Because that's just dumb.
Yeah. I haven't said that. Bringing it back.
I haven't said that in a while. A reminder to all our listeners, this is your Oktoberfest show. We're just drinking in it.
Cheers. Prost!
Prost! Nein, mit die Steins!
See you next week. What are we doing next week? 20,000 beers under the sea, I think is what we're doing. Yeah, baby.
Did you insert it? Because I inserted. I inserted so many times.